Shmuel Bey is Perites, Pasuk Dalet. So Tziva, the one-time servant of Beis Shaul, has just revealed to David that Yehonasan has a son left, Mephibosheth, who is lame and did not come to greet David. Vayomer lo hamelech, eifo hu. So the king said, where is he? Why didn't he come? Why didn't he appear? He could have been brought in a chair. It's accessibility. We have ADA facilities for him. Where is he? Vayomer tzivo el hamelech, hinehu beis mochir ben ami el below devar. And Tziva answered, and he said to the king, he, Mephibosheth, is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in a place called Lo Devar. Lo Devar is a fairly calculated slander, according to some. Radak says simply, Shem Makom, it's the name of a place, Lo Devar. But the other Mepharshim, Lo Devar, suggest any number of slanderous messages. Lo Devar, with nothing. He has no Torah. He has no wisdom. Lo Devar was a village that had no Talmid Chachamim in it. So he is not worthy of coming to the king. Tziva is slagging him. Because he would come with nothing. What does he have to bring? Lo Devar shows us later, however, that we're going to see that Mephibosheth is going to appear, and David is going to discover that Tziva was lying, that he was Milo Devar. Milo, Mem Lamed Vav Aleph, as it would be read, full, mole, of Torah and wisdom. But saying he's in Lo Devar, some say maybe he meant to say there's a little Devar in him, but not much. You know, you might think that he's a diamond, but he's probably empty, he's probably nothing much to speak of. He is also possibly saying that Mephibosheth abandoned his father's household to live with some unknown person in some forsaken place, or that Tziva himself is taking credit for hiding him because he's such a cripple that if somebody came to kill him, like David, for example, himself, how would he escape? So Tziva had Mephibosheth in Lo Devar. However, that explains something else, and that is who was in charge of Shaul's estates, because David did not repossess all of Shaul's lands for the crown. So who's running all of the wealth of Beis Shaul in the absence of the heir to Beis Shaul? As it turns out, it's Tziva and his sons and his family. We're going to see that coming in the Psukim with the story of Tziva, that Tziva was a venal, greedy man. And so he is incredibly rich while he leaves Mephibosheth stashed away in Lo Devar. Pasuk Hey, Vayishlach HaMelech David, Vayikachehu miBeis Machir ben Amiel miLo Devar. And so David sent, and he took away from the house of Machir ben Amiel from Lo Devar. And miLo Devar here is that reference that we made before, that he was Mole Devar, even though it's spelled Mem Lamed Vav, but it's an implication that he was full of Divrei Torah. And so David sees positives here as what may be true about Mephibosheth, whose name we still have not seen. And now, here it is. Pasuk Vav, Vayavo Mephibosheth ben Yehonasan ben Shaul el David. So now the Nach reveals his actual name. And so Mephibosheth, the son of Yehonasan, the son of Shaul, came to David. Vayipol al ponav vayishtachu. And he fell on his face. He bowed to the ground, and he prostrated himself, showing him the honor that is due to a melech, say all the Mepharshim. He himself was the grandson of a king, but he didn't hesitate. Vayomer David Mephibosheth, and so David said, Mephibosheth, Vayomer hine avdecha, and Mephibosheth said, here is your servant. Your servant is here. So we see that Mephibosheth is referred to as the son of Yehonasan, which is an implication of David's affection for him. But at the same time, he's also referred to as the grandson of Shaul, which could imply that David felt threatened by him. So Mephibosheth was afraid. As the only son of the beloved friend of David, he could be under the king's protection. But as the grandson of David's sworn enemy, perhaps David would seek revenge for the way Shaul had persecuted him. and he would put an end to the house of Shaul for once and for all. Now, in Divrei Hayomim, Mephibosheth is called Meriv Baal, which may have been his actual name, Mephibosheth, because of his great Torah wisdom, which would be Mevayesh David. He actually could embarrass David when the two of them had Machloksim over to Gemara. Mephibosheth could outclass him, which is something very rare in David's life, and David did not take offense at this. So, Pasuk Zion, David reveals his intentions. Vayomer lo David al tira. So David said to Mephibosheth, do not be afraid. Fear not, said David. Ki aso e'ese imecho chesed bavur Yehonasan avicha. Because I am going to show you kindness for the sake of Yehonasan, your father. Bashivo si lecha es kol sedei Shaul avicha. And I am going to return to you all the fields of your ancestor, Shaul. Ve'ata tochal lechem al shulchani tamid. And you will dine at my table always. So saying, I'm going to do kindness for you, it's said in a funny way, Hebrew speaking. It says, ki aso e'ese imecho chesed. For I will surely show you kindness, or do I will do for you kindness. Aso e'ese, that repetition, shows that if you do kindness for great leaders of Klal Yisrael, you're doing kindness for all of Klal Yisrael. So the kindness being performed for the sake of Yehonasan and Beis Shaul would be a kindness reckoned for all of Klal Yisrael complete, because they had been great leaders of Klal Yisrael despite everything that had gone down in David's life before and since. Some say that this reference is a reference to what happens when one has a yasom, when one brings an orphan to dine at his table, because the orphan who is benefiting from you, it could be that you get some benefit from his fields as his benefactor. Now he's returning to him the fields that had once belonged to Shaul. Hadn't Mephibosheth inherited those automatically? Did David take them from other heirs? So, in fact, these fields, the Mamloes explains, actually belong to David because of the rebellion, or at least the competition of Ishbosheth, Mephibosheth's uncle, who was rebelling against the king. And Amar B'Malchus loses all of his property to the monarchy. So when David gives the fields that had once belonged to Shaul to Mephibosheth, this is a great kindness. And this is a very big positive. And so, David is doing wonderful things. But Tziva is not going to be happy about this, because as we've said before, Tziva has his eye on the money and the glory.